zone and experience something new, because you never know how it will turn out. It could be something beautiful.
Let's both try something that we've both never done. And like, then we can both go into that with that curiosity and that excitement and that what if feeling.
When we think of mentoring relationships, we first think about how these relationships expand possibilities for young people by introducing them to new people, places, ideas, and opportunities. But as our guests show, mentoring partnerships can also expand possibilities and enrich the lives of the mentor and the young person's family. Welcome to the Big Ideas podcast from Big Brothers Big Sisters of America and Search Institute. I'm your host, Abby Fisher, from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Ohio. This podcast series focuses on the practical ways that mentors and the families of youth build strong relationships that make their mentoring experience more rewarding, successful, and long-lasting. This episode highlights the experiences of mentor Roxy Hahn, known as a Big Sister, and mom Anika Barker, who were connected through Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Indiana. Anika is the parent of Ariana, a little sister. Roxy has been Ariana's big for 4 years.
The reason why I reached out to Big Brothers and Big Sisters is because I understand the value of having a mentor, because I've had a mentor where I'm employed. And I felt that would be beneficial to Ariana, to give her a new perspective other than just, you know, what her parent would normally say.
I didn't know anyone. I moved here for my job, really wanted to connect with the community. And I had heard through a friend of mine was involved with the program. And I thought it was just absolutely awesome. I always wanted to be involved with it.
The first time we met, I think it was at our apartment, right? And like she said, everything, like Roxy said, everything just flowed effortlessly. And I was excited. I also was a little nervous on the inside, even though I was extremely excited because it was something totally new. But I'm so glad that we all were able to take that leap and to just make the process work. And I'm grateful for it.
A big part of why everything seemed to flow effortlessly for Anika, Roxy, and Ariana was that they were so intentional in how they built their relationship. That started with the challenging issue of scheduling, which many mentoring partners encounter.
Anytime I wanted to set up plans or anything, we had like a group chat. So it'd be like me, Anika, and Ariana. Like, so especially in the beginning, to make sure everybody knew like what the plans were or the communication was. That way it worked for everybody's schedule too. And it wasn't like kind of telephoning from the little, you know, from Ariana to Anika and then seeing if the plans work and back to me.
I think that just being open and communicating. And I think communication is so big. I mean, being able to talk freely with Roxy about the things that I might have concern or noticing with Ariana and her doing the same back with me. I think that's important. And like I said, also just being open, just being very open.
But the big family relationship isn't just about smooth logistics. As trust grows and the relationship deepens, both the big and the family have opportunities to deepen their relationship and expand each other's worlds.
Ice skating, I had never done before. We did that together. So we attended a Pride paint class where, again, we discussed some things about the LGBTQ+ community and had conversation about that, which really opened the door for that.
What I've learned from Roxy is to just really think about taking breaks, thinking about downtime. And I think that just observing how well she balances that has been very instrumental to me. So I also, in knowing that, I try to incorporate that with Ari to say, hey, you need to take some downtime. So I've picked up a lot of wonderful traits from Roxy.
And planning systems were huge for me in the beginning. And it was funny, kind of once Ariana started to like get into sports and have all these schedule requirements, and she is just so serious about school. You know, that for me, like even navigating that, we were growing together and like being more organized and planning our schedules together. So it's like we almost grew together in that way. Like while I was trying to work on that with her, helped me be better at that too.
Roxy had invited us to a women empowerment seminar. That she hosted. And I thought that that was really great for Ariana to experience. And we were able to meet some of the ladies that Roxy worked with. And I just really enjoyed that.
Same for me. I think a lot of the experiences I probably wouldn't have just like gone to do by myself. So kind of like, you know, you'd be like, hey, Ariana, I want to go do this. Like, you know, so different things to do some fun things together, to go out and experience Carmel or downtown or go to the different museums.
Of course, not everything they did was fun. When the nation became embroiled in protest after the murder of George Floyd in May 2020, Aniga and Roxy knew they needed to talk about racial injustice and the issues that were dividing the country, each broadening the other's perspectives.
And when we had a conversation about George Floyd, that was very pivotal because my daughter was able to see two women sit down and discuss a tough issue that was going on within the nation that a lot of people didn't even have the courage to really do. Even with Ariana, she was able to speak and give her ideas of what she thought. And so not only were we able to discuss topics that were at the forefront, we were able to have a better understanding and trust after that.
We sat down and really talked through how we were all experiencing that moment. And it was intimidating, right? Because I know that my experience during that time was different than Aniga and Ariana's experience. And I wanted to talk about it because I think it's important to have tougher conversations.
And being vulnerable too is important. I think that's so important, especially with having those conversations about things that were going on in the world. You have to be vulnerable. And I love the fact to be able to just share Ariana's experiences with Roxy and just having her just involved. I think that is so important.
These conversations deepened Aniga and Roxy's relationship by pushing them out of their comfort zones and broadening their perspectives. They also did this by trying new things together.
Let's both try something that we've both never done. And like, then we can both go into that with that curiosity and that excitement and that what if feeling. And then we can kind of come together because you can build a bond on that, right? So shared experiences can really help that understanding and that bond making, right? If we both experience this thing for the first time together, that can really, really help solidify that and just making it more, more exciting and more open to say, okay, now what's the next thing you want to try together?
Yeah. And just go with the flow. It's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. It's going to be okay. It's okay to share your child. It's okay. Yeah. Because in the end, it's going to come back and it's going to be a lot better than what you think.
I think at the end of the day, have fun with it. Like, this is supposed to be fun for everybody involved. Don't try to be perfect. You're never going to be perfect. And I think sometimes you can get in your head about like, am I doing this right? Am I doing everything the right way? We're all human, and just have fun with it.
Thanks, Aniga and Roxy. Your experience reminds us that families and bigs have lots of opportunities to expand possibilities for each other's future. It takes some intentionality and perhaps a bit of creativity, humor, and courage, but it can have a lasting impact not only on their own relationship, but also on littles as they see and experience positive, healthy adult relationships being modeled. Thanks for all you do to empower youth. Big Ideas was created as a partnership between Big Brothers Big Sisters of America and Search Institute. For more information, visit www.bbbs.org.